Blackstone Audiobooks presents Pray Hard by Pamela Walker. This book is dedicated to the memory of my mother, Charlotte May Walker. She knew the importance of letting her feet leave the ground, and to Ben and Michael, who keep reminding me how it's done. 1. When I was 11 years old, my daddy was killed in a plane crash. I was pretty sure I'd been the cause of it, but I hadn't told anybody. I'd been carrying the secret around inside me, where it rested most days at the pit of my stomach. Other times, though, it would rise up and get stuck at the back of my throat like a sour ball of hard candy. Then came the summer when I turned 12. 3 days into summer vacation, and the stranger showed up at the door. Now, I didn't just open the door to the stranger when I heard the knock. I knew better than that. I looked through the front window. Well, it was a stranger, and he was very strange. He was short and a little on the pudgy side. He was all crinkly eyes and smiling, and he had a gray mustache that covered a good part of his lower face. Next to him was a suitcase that looked like it had been dragged down the road behind a team of mules. I opened the big door but left the screen door locked. Not much protection, but better than nothing. If he tried to push his way in, I figured I'd have time to run out the back. I have always been one to think about these things. Mama was at the beauty shop, which was a real positive in my book, and if I do say so, my idea. It was the first thing she had done for herself in a long time. I had talked her into getting a perm. Not a tight curl or anything like that. Just a little body wave. So, thanks to me, Mama was at the Click and Clippers getting beautified. I had the whole...